Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here once again this week. And Roy, it's been a hot week, and hopefully you've spent a little time in the air conditioner, or if not, at least out in the shade, huh?
Well, I've tried to. It hasn't been totally successful, but I went to Soybean Management Field Day in Stella on Wednesday, and I'll have to say it was unbearably hot there. And so spend a little time in the tractor cab mowing weeds and some time around the house doing some honeydew things and try to keep cool.
Yeah, that's about all a guy can do is maybe in and out of the shade and keep a lot of water right beside you, huh?
That's true, and I know we had hot weather when I was growing up, but it didn't seem like it bothered me as much as it does now that my hair is gray and what little is left of it. So,
you know, and I maintain the fact that air conditioning is a little bit more prevalent. I think that's reduced our tolerance too, hasn't it?
Well, I think so. You know, when I was growing up here on the farm in Cass County, it was real unusual to have air conditioning in a home, and there was an article in the Omaha paper yesterday about a couple in Omaha who are surviving without air conditioning, and I thought, well, that's really interesting that it makes news now.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you brought up the Soybean Management Field Days. Of course, there's one more that takes place today at the ARDC at Meade. Gets underway at about 9:30 this morning. But give me your reaction. What did you think of the program out in Stella?
Oh, I thought the program itself was real good. Of course, I was part of the faculty for that for many years, and so some of the things that they talk about repeat year after year, you know, weed control, pest management, fertility, and so forth. But they always have updated information, and the people that put on the program were a little disappointed with the crowd. But frankly, we had 70 farmers there, and that's about what we usually get when we have one down here in southeast Nebraska. So I thought the crowd was probably pretty good considering how hot it was.
Yeah, definitely. And like we say, one more at the ARDC at Meade today, and it'll wrap it up for another growing season. Let's jump into
a little cooler today, and they usually have a real good turnout up at Meade. So, you know, get there early and get your place.
There you go. Good advice from Roy Smith this morning. Let's jump into the markets here this morning, and I guess we can't talk about markets this week without talking about the government reports, huh?
Well, yes, that's right. The much-anticipated government report projecting the corn and soybean yields and the carryover and so forth, and was kind of an interesting report from the standpoint that there weren't any big surprises this time.
I heard somebody say, you know, the big crops just keep getting bigger, and that's kind of what happened earlier this week, huh?
It is. They anticipated a big crop, and we actually got corn at the top end of what was anticipated, and the soybeans kind of at the bottom end of what was anticipated, but still within trade estimates, so there wasn't anything very shocking there.
I think what maybe has shocked some people is, we decided, I guess, you know, you look at the production numbers and the fact that there's going to be more corn and soybeans out there, you know, that's bearish. But then you look at the supply and demand numbers and, you know, demand for U.S. grains continues to go up. So I guess they decided to follow the demand path, huh?
Well, that seems to be the case. Yesterday's markets were kind of interesting from the standpoint that they opened higher and then went back down to unchanged fairly quickly, and then they didn't stay there very long. They turned around and ended up closing substantially higher, about a dime higher on the corn and 13-14 on the beans. So it looked like the traders were trying to play a mind game with the small people out here in the country and trying to scare them into thinking that the market was going to go down, and when it didn't go down, then they turn around and run it back up the other way. So psychological market now, and that, you know, that's probably going to be the case for the nearby future. It's just trying to play mind games with us to set the price and find out what the actual situation is.
Yeah. Boy, you bring up that idea of the actual situation. I've heard some people say that we need to be kind of realistic about what's out there for actual grain, because since August 1st, which is what this most recent report was based on, since then, it's got hot and dry in the south. It's gotten almost too wet in parts of Iowa. And, some are saying, hey, let's be realistic here.
Well, that's what the market normally says at this time of year. Usually we see soybeans going up and corn going down because frost scare on the soybeans and all of those things that you mentioned. And people say, well, maybe the big crop isn't out there. And, a lot of years we get that timely rain that we need here in the dry land area and just in time. And when we get down to harvest time, then the crop is bigger than what they anticipated. So what's going on now is not unusual compared to other years. It's very, very normal to have fundamentals changing almost, seeming to change almost overnight, because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict soybean prices within any kind of reasonable range, and so that's always a factor.
So this all being said, Roy, what does this change our marketing plan at all, or do we just continue going with our benchmarks?
I don't think it changes the marketing plan. I'd say we might have sold some beans a little earlier than we normally would have this year because the price has been pretty good. But if you look at the long-term seasonal chart, we normally have a low middle of August and then a high around the 10th of September. And if you've been holding off sales for that high the first week in September, be ready to pull the trigger then. I'd let this, if I were giving advice, I'd say let this market run for another couple of weeks yet, because I think the response to this report is going to be positive, at least for the soybeans, because they're still projecting a real tight carryover at the end of this marketing year.
Before we let you go, I know you want to talk a little bit about corn delivery issues, and as we head into the new crop harvest season, it may not be as easy to move grain as it has been in past years, huh?
I checked with my local elevator a couple days ago, and they're still having trouble finding a place for 2009 corn, and boy, if you got corn in your bins and you need those bins for harvest this year, you just really need to concentrate on finding some place to go with that corn, because with the storage situation as tight as it is right now, imagine what it's going to be like when we're wanting to put a record harvest away.
Yeah, no doubt. If folks want more information from you, several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Always good to talk to you, sir, and we'll do it again next week.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Me too, as well. Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.